WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, Brazos County has organized its variety of road, bridge, and building projects and other major purchases into a single capital improvements plan. County Judge Dwayne Peters says he and the county's budget officer developed the 114-page document.
I mean, what we do is try to be conservative, take a look at what we need, and those are the things that, you know, we've kind of pushed through. You know, all the commissioners can take a look at it and change it if they want to. We'd have to have an open meeting to be able to discuss it, and it'll be on the agenda. And if there's other things that somebody wants to add, certainly they can do that.
For the fiscal year that began October 1st, Brazos County's first CIP totals more than $50 million. A College Station woman died in a crash on the freeway yesterday morning. College Station police report the northbound car driven by 45-year-old Lori Marbury struck the concrete median, then hit a concrete pillar under the Rock Prairie Road Bridge. The crash, which was the second in 12 hours in that area, blocked northbound traffic for about 3 hours. The first chief executive brought in by the new owner of St. Joseph Health System has announced his resignation. Rick Knapper spent 2 years at St. Joseph after his transfer from the Catholic Health Initiatives operation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. While Knapper was here, St. Joe's opened a new and expanded emergency and trauma center on the home campus and a mature well lifestyle center in West Bryan. CHI says an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. Bryan Broadcasting and Blue Baker are again inviting you to adopt a Christmas angel.
Every year we work with Health and Human Services, and we pretty much set aside a number of kids just to fulfill wish lists for children. We also are doing Mosaic Angels, an organization that helps adults with developmental disabilities.
Bryan Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the 3 Blue Baker locations in College Station or online at mychristmasangels.com. A reminder that tonight is the first of 2 multimedia town hall meetings hosted by Congressman Bill Flores. He has rescheduled the second gathering meant for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district until next Monday. That's due to Flores attending funeral services for slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. More information is online at WTAW.com. Meantime, federal gun legislation co-sponsored by Flores is scheduled for a vote tomorrow by the House Judiciary Committee. H.R. 38 is the first measure since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. It would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a handgun in any state that allows concealed weapons. WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure located along the Gulf Coast will be responsible for the sunny, breezy, and warm weather today. Temperatures will climb to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll pick up a little bit of cloudiness overnight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, any clouds will give way to sunshine. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50. And sunshine will be with us during the day Thursday. Highs will be a comfortable 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So according to a new survey, 75% of parents say their kids will write letters to Santa Claus this year. 96% will do it on paper.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Very good.
Not via email or any other modern or digital methods. Survey also found that more than two-thirds of the families make Santa letter writing a tradition they do together. And it's the second most popular tradition behind decorating the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's cool.
It is.
And I don't think Santa gets email, though, does he?
I don't think we have his email address.
He'd have to get some Starfire to get some internet out there.
To be able to do that up to where he is. And, you know, the thing is, the three of us talk about that. That's the kind of Christmas traditions we know we grow up with. But there are a lot of people here in the Brazos Valley where that's not the case, where they don't have a Christmas unless somebody else helps out. And that's why we do Christmas Angels. We've done it for a long time with the folks at Blue. Yeah, thank you at Blue Baker.
Good.
And
you ought to stay in this business, John.
And here's good. Tom Turbyville. Speaking of stay in the business, I mean, I got a text that went, "Oh, you brought the Tom Turbyville character back for the holidays." Yeah.
But I'm not the same actor that was there for 19 years. I'm new.
Yeah. It was always.
That's right. Yeah. I couldn't be that goofy. My gosh. Yes.
Not at all. Well, anyway.
But I do know how to talk about Christmas angels because, you know, you all bring me out of mothballs every year to
do
this.
Boy, he smells like it, too. I'm just saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's why they wanted me. Okay. Thank you. Yes. That's why they asked me to move outside for this. I understand.
Very good.
We're at Blue Baker, if you don't already know that, and you say, which one? There's more than one. There's three. I'm at the one on University Drive right here by this big pond, this big cement pond.
That's a water event.
It's a water feature.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're right here next to it here at Blue Baker. And the reason we're here is because of Christmas Angels, and it's an opportunity for you just to stop by, park your car, come in. Get something great to eat, of course, here at Blue Baker, whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and go and look at the tree. And the tree is decorated by some ornaments, but even better than that, it is decorated by Christmas angels. And it's a card with a child's name on it, with a child's wish list, with a child's clothing size. And you just pick a card. Pick a child. If you like the name, maybe it's a name that's the same name as one of your children or your grandchildren. And just pick that one and go out and buy a gift, any gift that you want or something off of their wish list, and wrap it up and return it. You don't have to return it to that Blue Baker. You can return it to any of the three Blue Bakers in town. Do that by December the 13th, and in that way, we can make sure that it all gets separated correctly, and then we're going to hand them all out before Christmas and make sure that they get into that child's hand. Now, I keep saying child, but I want people to know that this year we have also teamed with Mosaic House, and these are adult angels, adults with some learning disabilities from Mosaic House. Those are also on the tree. So come by any Blue Baker location. Please do this by December the 13th. Get the gift, return it by then, and you're going to make yourself have a wonderful Christmas, but more important, you're going to give a great Christmas to a very special child or adult.
There you go. Talk to you about half an hour. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
That's Tom Turbyville from Blue Baker on University. So, as we mentioned, post-holiday hangover or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So, last Thursday you were thankful.
Right.
So now it's Tuesday and you're already sick of working again.
Oh, yep. For sure.
Not thankful.
All right. So
I am thankful.
What we're going to do is this small dose of jealousy. Here are four workplace perks that people in other countries get that we don't get in U.S. America. In Europe, you can refuse to work more than 48 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
Well, that would be nice.
In the European Union, there's something called the Working Time Directive. And your boss can't schedule you for more than 48 hours a week unless you say it's okay. Now, again, for people in sports, because I've been in that world, a little bit hard to complain about that. Hey, I'm having to go to such and such and watch this game. This is really hard work.
Right.
There are people that complain.
Oh, I know it. Oh, believe me, I get it. That's fine. In Japan, I have to park here. I have to ride the elevator up to the press box.
Yeah.
Oh, look, those people sure do look cold out there. Yeah.
I have to eat this food.
Yeah, exactly. In Japan, you can sleep during your shift and be praised for it. It's seen as an act of diligence because you're so committed to your job, you refuse to go home. There's also a word for it, inemuri, which means sleeping on duty. That's what it means.
That's awesome.
It is. In France, they passed a law last year that says you can ignore work emails when you're not on the clock. It applies to anybody who works at a company with at least 50 employees. It's called the right to disconnect. It's supposed to reduce your stress. Well, what the hell? What if you didn't do your job while you were there?
Right. Yeah.
And they're emailing you about it. Man, those Euro people, I don't know. And in Finland, this is weird, a lot of business gets done in saunas.
Okay.
So there is a huge part of the culture there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of big companies have their own
saunas.
In-office saunas okay. for employees.
Oh, that would be nice.
Use.
Yeah, as long as clothes are required.
Well, yeah, and then you come out and you're all sweaty and you got to touch the buttons. Okay, fine.
You take a shower.
All right, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Just saying. All right. Speaking of, did you get the email, Chelsea?
Yes, I did. I did get the email.
Do you want to do that or do you want me to? It doesn't matter.
I can do that.
Okay, super.
It didn't have a very good rating.
Well, we're not going to be using it.
True.
It's for him. we're planning a little... A gift for our fearless leader.
Yes.
Oh.
If you drink 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, you're at a lower risk for premature death, heart disease, diabetes, liver disease, dementia, and some cancers.
Nice.
I don't believe you.
Woohoo.
Just letting you know. The Atlanta Constitutional Journal reports the new review of research from the British Medical Journal found that... what do the British know about drinking coffee? They don't drink coffee, do they?
Yeah, they drink tea.
Tea. Anyway, they say that moderate coffee drinking is good for you. So
okay.
The Brits don't drink coffee.
Well, they do some.
I'm sure, but they're known for drinking
tea. They drink tea in the morning?
Default is tea. Yeah, exactly.
Some people do that.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Weird.
Okay.
You drink soda in the morning, Zach.
Yeah,
that's not weird.
Well, the deal is because I'm married to somebody who does like to drink tea, and the problem is you go to a hotel and they bring you water in a coffee pot. You know, that it already tastes like all that coffee stuff. So All right, so here you go. Just to show that it is different Americas and different parts of America, a San Francisco mayoral candidate. Trying to push an initiative that would legalize magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms.
Right, to treat people
magic
who
mushrooms.
Are suffering. Right.
Okay.
Oh, well, you guys are young. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, we know what magic mushrooms are.
Okay. But, yeah, go ahead and just legalize those.
Yeah, that's usually not a good idea.
Have everybody tripping out, Scott.
I would think that's probably right. So, I guess we need to pull up the Grammy nominations to see who's a winner there.
Childish Gambino, right?
I don't know. I just heard him say Jay-Z.
He was nominated quite a bit.
Childish Gambino and or Donald Glover.
I don't know what that means.
It's Donald Glover. He's an actor. He's on Atlanta.
Okay.
Was also on Community.
Oh, okay.
But but he also goes by Childish Gambino as his rap name.
Got it. Okay. Well, Nicole Kidman, they're moving out of Nashville. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are moving out of Nashville.
Oh, really?
They bought themselves a little $52 million house or get a little home in the Big Apple.
Oh, okay.
Yep. She wants to become a Broadway star.
Really?
Really?
Yep. Word is that they're making the move to Nashville, from Nashville to New York, taking the kiddos there. They're going to go to school up there.
That's a little bit of an adjustment.
Do you want to talk Grammy nominees?
Going to become Yankees. Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so Album of the Year. Yes, Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Lorde, and Bruno Mars.
Oh,
Record
yeah.
of the Year, Childish Gambino. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, which was actually the Despacito song featuring Justin Bieber, we all know.
Yeah,
Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, and Bruno Mars. So they got quite a few. Yeah, Bruno Mars and Jay-Z came away with quite a few. Best Pop Performance, you've got Kelly Clarkson, Kesha, Lady Gaga, Pink, Ed Sheeran.
One of them has been here.
Yes, you are correct. Lady Gaga.
That's it.
She has. Hey, this one for everyone who thinks that Michael Bublé only comes around at Christmas time.
Yeah.
He was nominated for Best Traditional Pop Album, along with Bob Dylan, Seth MacFarlane, Sarah McLachlan, and various artists. Tony Bennett celebrates 90.
Wait a minute. Okay. So Seth MacFarlane was on the Tony Bennett.
No. His album In Full Swing.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it
he's
says.
He's not a bad singer.
No, he's not.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
He's actually a pretty good
that's
singer.
That's a very diverse group right there.
I know.
Speaking of Despacito, have you seen the Rubber Chicken version of Despacito?
No.
Well, you're in for a treat.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I'll put that.
Oh,
we're going to have
that.
Some of it now.
So somebody's got a rubber chicken that they're squeezing into the microphone.
Oh, very interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, that really is. Okay, thanks. Okay.
So you can mute him.
Yeah.
You have the control, Scott.
I could, yeah.
I know.
He doesn't want to.
No, no,
it's amazing.
I do. No, it's all right.
Zach
okay.
will be happy about this one because no Luke Bryan. But for Best Country Album, Kenny Chesney, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton.
I can do without the Thomas Rhett. All the other ones I like.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then... Let's see. I'm just looking for ones that are relevant.
That
but
was,
yeah, that's
that
a pretty good one.
It is. Okay.
Chris Stapleton should win. If he doesn't win, then that's a dang shame.
He does good work. There's no doubt
and
about that.
And then, of
that.
Course, you've got your host from last year, who is James Corden.
Oh, all right.
But it's being moved from Staples Center in L.A. to Madison Square Garden this year.
Yeah, they went to New York this year.
Yep.
So maybe they'll start moving it around some.
Yeah.
It's tough to believe, but Lisa Rinna
yes.
is a star among stars. Us Weekly reports that Jennifer Lawrence bumped into the Melrose Place star at a restaurant in New York City and basically flipped out.
That's
no,
awesome.
Really.
Yeah. If you didn't know, J-Law is also a huge fan of Real Housewives.
Real Housewives.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Lisa, of course, a permanent fixture, as we all know, on
yes.
the Beverly Hills version of that
That's
show.
How I know her.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the double Oscar winner may be splurging on a Match.com account for Christmas. E! Online reports she has called it quits with Darren Aronofsky.
Are we talking about J-Law?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, Lisa is married to Harry. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
That's what I was making sure.
Got that. All right, if you got $1,100, $1,200 that you want to part with to buy some tennis shoes, now you can. But after all, they're from Chanel and Pharrell Williams.
Okay.
So they'll make you happy, or at least your feet. So there, $1,160.
Yeah, I think
being
I'll pass.
Sold by a lottery draw. Wow, it's like suites at a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
At the kickoff event last Tuesday, Justin Timberlake was the first person to snag a pair. He joined Mr. Williams and Karl Lagerfeld to celebrate the release of tennis shoes.
JT.
They'd be tennis shoes. Just saying. All right. Police in Sanbury, Massachusetts, asking locals to use common sense when transporting their Christmas trees that they bought. That's because they apparently pulled over a guy with a tree that was so large, strapped to his car, that was so small you could not see the vehicle.
I saw the picture of this.
Amazing. Police posted, how'd he close the door to his vehicle?
I mean, you can see the vehicle.
Okay.
They're kind of over-exaggerating with the headline. But it is still very, like, because the tree's not wrapped. Like, most trees are wrapped in some kind of netting or something.
Right.
So, and it is. It's so big. It's just, like, flopping over the sides. And it's probably covering, like, the driver's side windows and stuff.
Okay, I
yeah,
got you.
But so, you can still see, like, some of the vehicle. But it did still look very dangerous.
They said, transport your trees, quote, responsibly.
Yes.
So we'll see how that works out.
Some Clark Griswold type stuff.
Right,
something
exactly.
like that. Wisdom of the Crowd, that's a TV show with Jeremy Piven. That's gone.
Oh.
Well, because, you know, he's had the sexual harassment of three women.
Yeah.
So
that didn't last long.
And this thing was averaging, like, 9 million viewers.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Anyhow.
Man, what's crazy, too, and you know, obviously, I think it's the right thing in a lot of these situations for those shows to be canceled or suspended or whatever. But look how many other people you're putting out of work
because
of your
right.
actions.
Yep.
And I read an article on that this morning, and I had never really thought. I mean, think about all the camera, the producers, the technicians, the lighting. I mean, everyone that is now out of a job because of that show being canceled because of what you did.
Yeah, don't think about, like, the co-stars. The talent, they make a lot of money, even
right.
the people in the secondary roles.
The little
the people.
People
behind. Yes,
well,
exactly.
And obviously, yes, it's the victims who are truly victimized, but then you're also affecting a lot of people in this business right now.
Well, and that's to wit, folks behind the Netflix series House of Cards have extended the show's hiatus on the production of its sixth and final season another 2 weeks. The problem is they had already started shooting. It included Kevin Spacey. Now they're trying to extricate him.
Uh-huh.
And I wish they would, because I really like the story. And I think the story can continue with another character rather than Spacey there.
Right.
We'll see. But two episodes of the season have been filmed. And so now they don't know exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll decide apparently on December the 8th they'll make some sort of an announcement as to if that is going to go on.
Well, a lot of folks think they should have just stopped after this season.
Well,
I mean,
that's also true.
It ended that way.
That's also true. It was getting near the shark. It hadn't jumped it yet.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Rogers is coming back.
Really?
Hollywood Reporter says Focus Features has picked up the rights to a documentary on his life called Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Oh, that'd be pretty
It'll
cool.
It'll be in movie theaters. Going to be in movie theaters. That'll be coming up in June.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hey, that was creepy.
Yeah, it really was.
Did I hear you guys were getting someone a special Christmas present?
We are.
I need the credit card.
Yeah. I need your credit card to buy it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what kind of special present are you guys getting me?
It's something that will make you. It is. It'll make you festive. It'll make you think of us at the most appropriate time.
Yeah.
I honestly had no idea what it is.
I didn't know they still made those little toilet paper rollers that sing and a tunable radio.
Yes, exactly. No, we do. We found something.
Don't
saw this and thought of you.
Spoil the surprise
That's
for
right.
yourself. Stop guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a present.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on getting you guys anything, and may still not.
Why don't you wait until you open this present, you can decide if you want to get us anything? Yeah,
No. I'm not part of this. Just go ahead and give me my present now. That's fine.
Okay.
Well. Are you sure?
All right, fine, Zach, if you don't want to be a part of it.
That's right. I mean,
when he opens it and he loves it and he wants to get us like bonuses, want one, so
okay.
It's fine.
Letting you know. Split it with us.
I know who really cares now.
You have all sorts of, we were just talking about trees that you can hang from the ceiling, which is a thing apparently
upside down Christmas trees,
except in Chelsea's world where it's been a thing for a long time.
It has been a thing for a long time, but I've seen them in many places,
but
we have 12 Christmas trees at my house and none of them are upside down.
How many do we have here?
12. I don't know,
we have a
dozen.
Well, you just put in the break room Christmas tree.
I've got a tree in my office. There are three in the front, one in the, I have one. Yeah.
The sports
I've
one.
I've got one.
Yeah, I've got
there's like
one.
A couple
yeah.
in the hallway.
Brad it's very festive. One. We're very festive up here.
And we've got wreaths.
And the best part is that we did it in the traditional style of radio broadcasters everywhere. Somebody would see a tree and say, I want that, and they would take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there. That's how we ended up with so many great ones. I thought we traded it out. That's
no,
okay.
No. It's just, I think it was Brad that was saying, hey, can I go steal that tree that nobody's got down there? Sure, Brad.
That's great.
Sure,
that'd be
Brad.
Fine. That's what we're here for. That's it.
Brad wanted to impress the clients who
That's
come in
right.
for the commercials.
That's exactly right. So anyway, but it looks wonderful. And yesterday, however, Mallory was not in a good... Is Mallory at the front
today? Mallory is at the front
is
today.
She?
Okay. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
got a lot on her plate, Scott.
Does she?
Yeah,
she's in charge of Christmas angels.
And if you're in charge of
if
Christmas angels...
If you listen to any of my newscasts,
I know.
As difficult as they were to get out this morning.
Yeah, exactly. But...
How are you feeling, by the way? Feeling better?
I'm feeling okay. My voice just isn't working properly.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Casey.
Hey, Casey, is Mallory there?
I can check for you. May I ask you calling?
Scott.
This is the Infomaniacs.
The Infomaniacs, yeah. Casey.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
I'll let them know y'all are on line one.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know we had two of them up there right now. It's a busy time
of
year.
Oh, yeah, Casey's
right?
great.
Yeah,
it's
busy
the time of year.
For them. Okay.
Yeah. I think you've got us up just a little bit there. There we go.
Now we're on hold.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're on hold with ourselves.
Oh.
It's like we're in an auditorium.
Yeah, we're in a cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
No.
Where's Mallory?
I don't know where Mallory is.
I don't know.
I can go outside and whistle for her.
Right.
She loves it when I do that.
Hello.
It does
sound
like we're in an indoor
Hi.
Studio.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Mallory, how are you?
Hey, it's me. I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
hey,
you were on our news show this morning. Yeah,
I
you were
heard.
On news. Yeah.
I'm a little hoarse, so my voice probably sounded a little
There's a lot of that going around,
sir. I was
going
to say, if you've listened to any of the show this morning.
But, you know, I was mentioning that I saw you yesterday, and you were really exasperated.
She can get a little pissy.
I didn't say that. I said exasperated.
Exasperated, synonym for pissy.
You said a much nicer word.
Yes, thank you. And I said, I hate to think that your Christmas spirit has already been used
crushed.
Up.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Evaporated.
No, but
no.
She said no, that wasn't it. She was just... frustrated with hanging tinsel, I think.
Was she was in a good mood when
tinsel's
I saw her.
Tinsel's tough.
Yeah,
you know, that tinsel, it can be a pain sometimes.
So how many trees did we end up with, counting the little ones, do you know?
Oh, man. That's a big question. I would probably say somewhere between at least, like, maybe, like, 15, including the little trees.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you had to do that. You had to do that all by yourself because the general manager wouldn't let anybody else help you, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. He's the worst. He's so mean to me. I know. He makes me do everything by myself.
So now Casey's gonna answer the phone today, so you can save your voice, right? I mean, you need to. Do you feel okay and just sound bad, or do you not really feel okay?
Yes, that's right. I sound a lot worse than I actually feel. I feel great.
Well, she's going to the parade meeting for us.
She's going to
parade meetings tonight, and she's going to the parade meeting for us.
That's right.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
Wow. You talk about, you're gonna crank this back next year. You're going to go, I think I'll dial it back on a couple of things.
Mallory's got that jet pack sitting there on idle, ready to go, baby.
Exactly.
You get to that, you get over there to that meeting. You talk about the Christmas parade for the Chamber of Commerce,
the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, the people who haven't sponsored it in 20 years. Yeah, yes, those people, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, SIG Insurance, yes.
Once you get out of that meeting,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll love it even more.
No, she's
exactly.
This is not her first rodeo here.
It's not my first rodeo.
Right. This is for the big parade that goes down Texas Avenue this Sunday, by the way.
It is, as a matter
this
of fact.
Sunday.
This
it's
Sunday.
It's going to be amazing. Sunday.
Yep, and it has Santa Claus at the end of it. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my gosh, Santa, I know him.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but our float is probably one of the best, for sure.
All right, I got one number for you.
Yes.
We have a float? What's our float?
Yes, we have the Santa float.
Yeah, we have the sleigh.
Oh, that's our float.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
All right, here's the number, 74 degrees.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Santa's going to be toasty.
Yeah.
Pack your air conditioner, your little fans.
Well, okay. Going to throw some paper towels in the bottom of those boots.
Gross. Save your voice. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Sweat, Chelsea. His sweat.
Real quick, we just got a text in. There's an accident on the feeder road at MLK southbound.
Okay.
So feeder road of Highway 6, I'm assuming, and then southbound at the MLK exit in area.
Got
just
it.
FYI.
Okay. And then why don't we get you like an astronaut air conditioner that could just have a hose?
Barney, the purple dinosaur? Barney had a fan in his head.
But it short-circuited,
right? It did, and it started smoking one day.
Yeah. Yeah, so much of that has already happened to me, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, story time?
Sparks.
No, it's 8:31.
Yeah, we don't have time.
Shiko with your money now. Chobani, the company that helped kickstart the Greek yogurt craze, may expand beyond that food in an increasingly crowded yogurt market. But it wouldn't say what new foods or products it might make or when that would happen. Chobani has quickly grown since its yogurt was first sold at supermarkets 10 years ago. Last year, Chobani overtook General Mills Yoplait as the best-selling yogurt brand in the U.S. Hyundai workers in South Korea have stopped building the Kona SUV this week ahead of a U.S. launch. A protest against what the automaker's labor union says are plans to trim assembly line headcount. The union, which is also in annual talks with management over pay, warned that a wider strike was possible. Kona is a key model that Hyundai hopes will reverse a U.S. sales slump. Royal Dutch Shell says it will begin paying its dividend only in cash, a fresh sign that big oil companies are trying to reward investors after struggling with 3 years of falling oil prices. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. There's a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Tomorrow, the United States Supreme Court will hear a blockbuster case, deciding once and for all, do police need a warrant to see your cell phone records? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. The case before the court is being brought by Timothy Carpenter. He's serving a 116-year prison sentence for multiple armed robberies in Detroit and Ohio. The police made their case against Carpenter by pulling his cell phone billing records, which also revealed his location when the robberies occurred. Since they did not search his phone, there was no warrant. Carpenter claims that his Fourth Amendment right to privacy was violated and that he's wrongfully in jail. Here are the questions. Are cell phone billing records our personal property or the mobile providers? Are they any different than the actual data stored on the phone? The most relevant previous court cases go back 40 years, and how the court rules now will impact every mobile phone user in America. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If your family's like mine, there's one special someone who's taken on the job of being the family archivist. They're the one who organizes the tens of thousands of family photographs to make sure they're preserved for a new generation. This holiday, Epson is making their job a lot easier with the incredible Epson Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. The Fast Photo scans thousands of photos in as fast as one photo every second. It's the world's fastest photo scanner. The Fast Photo scanner easily restores faded and damaged photos and can upload incredible high-quality images to the cloud, even fragile and large panoramic prints you can share digitally with family and friends. Epson's single-step technology automatically scans both the photo image and any handwritten notes on the back. What a great holiday gift! And do more than just photos. You can scan and save important documents, contracts, and papers. The Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. Go to Epson.com/fastphoto. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7 for medical care and emergency room needs. Your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A couple of accidents to alert you about. There's an accident on the feeder road of Highway 6 southbound at MLK. There is also one on the ramp at 2818 and Welburn southbound. So again, that's MLK southbound on Highway 6 and then on the ramp at 2818 and Welburn southbound. Brazos County's first ever list of capital improvement projects tops more than $50 million for the budget year that is underway. That's more than twice the budget from last year. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the list includes $4 million for roads.
Certainly the biggest growth has been going on in Precinct 1, but we've got growth in 2 and in 4. And with Relish going out, where there's some roads out there that we're going to have to deal with too.
There is almost $2 million towards a future building to house the Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace and Constable offices.
We have a tract of land that we might build on. There's another tract that we're kind of looking at to see whether it might suit us better. So we're not far along on that one yet, but that's another one that we're going to need to, you know, that will be in the plan. It's something that, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do in the future.
$3 million in bonds has been issued for the third expansion of the Brazos County Expo. $3.5 million will be spent on new financial software, and another $1.5 million will go towards the future purchase of election equipment. The freeway's northbound lanes were shut down for 3 hours yesterday morning after a fatal crash near the Rock Prairie exit. College Station police report a car entering the freeway from the on-ramp veered left and struck the concrete median before striking a concrete pillar underneath the Rock Prairie overpass. Killed at the scene was 45-year-old Lori Marbury of College Station. It was the second crash in that area in a 12-hour span. The leader of CHI St. Joseph Health Operations the last 2 years is stepping down. Rick Knapper was the first president and chief executive at St. Joe's after Catholic Health Initiatives purchased the system and was praised as being instrumental in leading the system's integration efforts with the new owner. That's as St. Joseph Health opened a new and larger emergency and trauma center and opened the Mature Well Lifestyle Center in West Bryan with the A&M Health Science Center. CHI says an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. Expanding gun owners' rights is another step closer to passage in the U.S. House. The Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a bill that would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a handgun in any state that allows concealed weapon. Among the co-sponsors of H.R. 38 is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. It's the first firearms legislation since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. The Congressman's office has announced that Thursday's multimedia town hall for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district has been postponed until next Monday. That's due to Flores going to the funeral services of slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. Tonight's video town hall will take place as scheduled on Flores' website, directed towards residents in the northern part of the district. More than 500 Christmas angels are waiting to be adopted.
I appreciate anyone who's willing to help or wants to help, which we're very gracious and we appreciate it because I just really love this organization. I think it's an awesome thing that happens during Christmas time.
Bryan Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station.
Once you have purchased the gifts for your angels, you can drop them off at those three Blue Baker locations. And we, Bryan Broadcasting and our other little elves, will go and pick up the presents and actually organize them and get them ready for the children's parents to pick them up.
You can also adopt online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It is 54 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620, especially with those traffic alerts. We really appreciate that. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongos Fine Jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongos help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongos Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongos Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours. When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? We got some of that. It's brought to you by United Roofing Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure located along the Gulf Coast will be responsible for the sunny, breezy, and warm weather today. Temperatures will climb to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll pick up a little bit of cloudiness overnight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, any clouds will give way to sunshine. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50, and sunshine will be with us during the day Thursday. Highs will be a comfortable 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Unlike the Santa costume where you have to worry about whether it's cold or hot outside, the Tom Turbyville costume, not so much.
Hey, you guys have fun on this radio show.
Well, we try to.
I've been listening.
Have you? Yeah, you ought to try that more often. It's kind of a neat deal.
We appreciate your listenership, Tom.
Yeah. Are we hiring? Yeah. Well, it depends on what your work history is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I noticed you still have that Ben Downs character too. Yeah.
He comes in, that's right. And we did have one of those kind of, we weren't exactly sure how we were going to handle last year the traditional Christmas song, Walking Around in Women's Underwear, because Chelsea had joined the show permanently, but being the good sport that she was.
Oh,
she
right. And you wouldn't want to be off color.
No.
Or insensitive.
With a female involved. No. I understand that.
Want to do that. So, yeah, she's raised the level of the show. And,
What did I hear Chelsea talk? What kind of tree did you have in your backyard? What was it?
Upside down?
Yeah, upside down and lit. Yeah, remind me of my Uncle Bill. He every Christmas, he was upside down and lit.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Tom Turtle just brought up a lit reference.
So many. So,
so great.
Lit as in drunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Electric.
I know.
I just didn't know if you understood old man talk. I don't know.
What?
No, we spent 19 years of old man talk. A
lot of dad jokes to be had.
There's plenty of those.
There you go.
So anyway, you're
Christmas angels.
Let's do that. Why don't we?
Well, you know, Chelsea and Mallory talked about it in the news segment, so you sort of know the routine. Three Blue Baker locations. We're at the one on University Drive. You can go to this one or any of the other two and look at the tree. But then after you look at the tree, take an angel off of it. There's a child's name, there's a wish list, and you get that child something on the wish list or something that you just want to get the child, and you return it to any Blue Baker location by December the 13th. Wrap it up. We also want to ask you, if you will, to write on the back of the angel tag the gift that you bought, and also put that tag on the gift. That helps us in our sorting and organizing so that we can get it to the child a little bit quicker. But the thing I want to talk about again is this great deal with Mosaic House. There are special angels on all of these trees. They're yellow tags, and these are angels for adults with learning disabilities, thanks to Mosaic House. So that's another option for you, too, or you can get one from Mosaic House and also a child. So do this all by December the 13th, any Blue Baker location. We're at University. We're going to be here for about another 15 minutes or so. Come by and see us. Also, you can get great food, too, here, obviously, at Blue Baker. Their special cookie of the month is cranberry oatmeal, and today the candy cane cupcakes are the special.
Right. Very good. Talk to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. It's 8:44, time to find out what's going on with the chamber, and Glenn Brewer's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, great. So you got some stuff for us?
Yeah, I need to talk to my scriptwriter. My character only gets chamber information to read in the morning.
Oh, I don't know. You've done a pretty good job. You know, you can come up with some ad libs. You
do pretty well. Okay. Well, today, this is one thing that's very, very neat. Maybe I'm one of the few people in town that waits till after Thanksgiving to start to celebrate Christmas.
All right.
But this is when I know Christmas is going to start. It's our business after hours. This Thursday, George Bush Presidential Museum and Library, and they're going to do their tree lighting ceremony at 5:30. That's when I know it's Christmas. It's absolutely free. Come out to the Bush Library, 5:30 to 7. But if you get there at 5:40, it's too late. So they're going to light the tree, 5:30. Then we're going to go inside, and we're going to have a wonderful business after hours. We want to see everybody out there this Thursday.
Yeah.
If you went through our Leadership Brazos program at the Chamber and you're a member of LBAA, Leadership Brazos Alumni Association, they're going to have a Christmas party December the 7th. It's going to be at the Corner Bar. It's at 7 o'clock, sponsored by HBI Office Solutions in the city of Bryan. It's free to all LBAA members, but if you haven't paid up, you need to call Carrie at the Chamber, get paid up, and come to our Christmas party December the 7th. And then it's not too early to talk about saving the date, January 24th, Economic Outlook Conference for Wells Fargo at the Hilton, 8 to 2:30. Go ahead and be thinking about that on January the 24th. And even though we're slowing down, we still have ribbon cuttings. We have one today, Biosystem Fitness. It is going to be 4:30 to 5 at Harvey Road. I think it's next to Toys R Us.
Okay.
Come on out and check out the new Biosystem Fitness. And then we have a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow at the Bear Mountain. That's in the Best Buy Shopping Center. It's 4:30 to 5:30. Both ribbon cuttings are absolutely free. We want to see you there. And as always, we want to talk about our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, University Pediatrics Association. We sure do appreciate everything they do for the Chamber, and we appreciate you, Scott, and WTAW, what you guys do for the Chamber all year long.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate you coming in.
You bet.
Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on WTAW.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for Generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade woodcrafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
847 News Talk 1620 WTAW. A little bit odd. The movie A Christmas Story. We're familiar with that, right?
You'll
shut your eye out. Okay. Based on short stories that originally were published in Playboy.
What? Really?
Yeah. Gene Shepard is the guy who wrote it. Gene Shepard is the narrator of the original version. He's passed away now. But Gene Shepard used to regularly write in Playboy, and so he would do these Christmas remembrances, and they put that together, and that's how they came up with the movie.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
CBS has set Monday, December 4th, is the date that Jeff Glore will take over as the new lead anchor, replacing Scott Pelley, who they just kind of made disappear, you know?
Yeah.
Poor Texas Tech guy, got nothing else to do. I mean, he's still catching a paycheck, so it's okay.
He's all right.
Pelly was taken off over from he took over from Katie Couric,
okay,
and then Bob Schieffer back in 2011. Then he left in mid June to go work full time on 60 Minutes because the numbers sucked, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Mason has been filling in since then.
Okay,
Netflix says they're doing a second season of the reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3000. We told Chelsea to watch that.
I did not.
She didn't do it?
And it was horrible.
It was horrible.
Brad and I both liked the original, and it was horrible. So
yeah.
No reason, but they're going to renew it.
Okay.
And a couple of weeks ago, they announced that Gary Sinise will be the Grand Marshal of the upcoming 2018 Tournament of Roses Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Hollywood Reporter said that Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon will be hosting the coverage on Amazon Prime's video live stream.
I bet that'll be hilarious.
It probably will be presented by Will's company, Funny or Die, and they'll be doing it as their characters, Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan, if you remember them, the fictional local TV hosts who have covered the annual event for the last 25 years. Their coverage will begin at 10 o'clock our time on New Year's Day. That would be, I'm amazed that the Tournament of Roses people wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. I mean, once you put a mic in front of Will Ferrell.
You're not really sure.
You don't know what'll come out. Yeah.
Right. Can't tell, but we'll see. Lady in Washington State says her forgetfulness helped her win a lottery. The unidentified woman originally based her lotto numbers on family birth dates and anniversaries, wrote them on a slip of paper, but she forgot that she had the paper when she went to the store, so she opted for a quick pick instead of these numbers she'd toiled over. She won $190,000.
Jeez.
Lady told lottery officials, "It's a good thing I forgot the paper. Plans to use the money to fly to New York City to see Jersey Boys." Well, okay.
That's I want to go see Jersey Boys.
That's pretty specific, so I guess that's probably okay.
Yeah.
So the Pokemon Go phenomenon.
It's gone.
It really is.
Yeah.
But they want to make sure that you know that it has left a lot of destruction in its wake. Two professors from Purdue have attempted to get an idea of the game's effect on traffic accidents by studying data from one county in Indiana. In their study called Death by Pokemon Go, golly.
Jeez.
They looked at 12,000 accidents that took place in Tippecanoe County in Indiana in the months before and after Pokemon July the 6th, 2016 launch. The authors then cross-referenced those reports with the locations of the Pokemons in the county to determine whether the introduction of a Pokemon correlated to an increase in accident frequency because of the intersections, okay? While the incidence of traffic accidents increased across the county after Pokemon came out, that increase was statistically significant, 26% greater at intersections within 100 meters of a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was just nuts.
Well, again, people looking at their phone trying to find
their
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pay attention, folks.
Now, this kind of interesting. I'd read an article over the weekend about these digital assistants that we have, right? Like, what's it called? Alexa?
Oh,
and
yes.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Alexa.
The thing is, like anything else, we project our own life template onto these people who have these devices and think they may live lives that are similar to ours. But they have started to look at the idea of responsibility for them. Because if a person becomes connected to this device in a way that it starts telling them personal things, then there's a level of responsibility to the answers. You know, we play with Siri. It's fun. We ask Siri stupid questions and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're saying that Facebook yesterday unveiled new artificial intelligence technology to detect suicidal posts before fellow users report them. The social media company using pattern recognition software to flag posts, live videos, and comments in which users are expressing thoughts of suicide.
Interesting.
And that's what they had done is they interviewed a couple of people from the company that developed Siri to Alexa to say, what if someone says, Alexa, I'm thinking of committing suicide?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then there is kind of a responsibility there.
Yeah. Right.
And again, those are not people who we necessarily relate to, but they're out there.
Right.
And they may have those devices.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at a whole new situation as to what kind of things they should say.
Well, does Facebook do the same thing with people? You always hear, especially during these mass shootings, that there were a lot of red flags on their Facebook page.
Right.
I wonder if there's some kind of, you know, the exact same technology, but looking for a pattern of violence.
Well, and there's that algorithm that maybe is out there. It's interesting. I saw something today that said the company that makes the Facebook, when they launched it in 2004, you could only upload one photo, and there was no messaging, no notifications, no wall, and no status updates in 2004 when Facebook launched. Uh-huh. Now you look at what they're doing. I mean, how much it has ingrained itself in our society, and now the responsibility, like you say. And so, again, maybe not the world that we live in, but know that there's some people that, you know, sadly, that might be their mm-hmm. only contact on Earth.
Right.
And
right.
When it becomes that, it's a crucial situation, then they do have a responsibility.
Yeah. So
hope they take it seriously. 5 minutes still.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
About 4 minutes till. Let's duck out real quick one more time to Tom Turbyville, who is on University Drive at the Blue Baker.
That's where I am, and it's all about Christmas angels, Scott. And what I want to ask people to do is you have your Christmas list, right? The list of all the people special in your life that you want to get a Christmas gift for this year. Obviously, family, close friends. I want you to add a name to that list. And it could be Billy. It could be Joel. It could be Marianne. It could be Brent. These are people you don't know, but these are people whose names are on the Christmas angels that are on the Christmas trees at all three of the Blue Baker locations in College Station. We're on University Drive. Of course, there's also the original over on Dominic and then on Mills Park Circle. But go in there and pick an angel off the tree and get that angel a gift. Maybe a gift that's listed on their wish list, which is on the angel, or something that you want to get them, just some clothing, something simple. Doesn't have to be expensive. A lot of these kids want bikes, sure, and if you feel moved to get this child a bike, great. But whatever you can get can make that child's Christmas so much more special. We're asking you to do it and wrap it and bring it back to any Blue Baker location by December the 13th, and we will make sure that it gets to the hands of that child or that adult. That's right. We're also partnering with Mosaic House for adults with learning disabilities. They're on the tree, too. Come to any Blue Baker location and participate. It'll make your Christmas great. More important, it'll make their Christmas great, Scott.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Couple of minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW on TV tonight. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 7 o'clock on CBS. This is the classic one that's been around forever.
Yep.
Major Crimes on TNT, that's at 8 o'clock tonight. And Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, you heard about it. Finally, tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so it'll be there.
It's here.
So a man from Australia went to Thailand for a tattoo. Now, it was a complicated design that the artist said would take 5.5 hours to complete. The Australian took no chances. He carefully drew out the design, noting which side was his left arm, which side was his right arm. Well, he also drank about a dozen cans of beer to help dull the pain.
Of course.
Halfway through the procedure, the man's son-in-law walked in and pointed out that the tattoo artist had tattooed the words right arm on his right arm. And since they were already that far along, the artist went ahead and put left arm on the other
side. Might as well make it match.
Okay, guess that may have been a little language barrier thing there that may
slightly
have caused that. So
this is why you don't get tattoos in foreign countries.
Yeah. Budweiser apparently not kidding around when they announced last spring that they plan to make sure that its beer is among the first to reach Mars, along with humans. Washington Post says that Anheuser-Busch is sending barley seeds, one of the beer's key ingredients, on a rocket to the International Space Station, the first step to do microgravity beer.
Ooh.
20 barley seeds will be sent into space aboard SpaceX's cargo mission, scheduled to launch next Monday from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
I was about to say, what do the Martians do when they throw a party?
Well, it's going to be, there's going to be some logistical challenges, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Always are when you go to space, Scott.
Sure. Growing hops would be harder because the sun's like 49 million miles away.
Right.
Okay. Difficult to drink anything in space because there's no gravity.
Gravity,
to pull
the
fluids down. The bubbles, in fact, beer bubbles will not rise to the top. They'll just kind of stick.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so there you go. And the other thing is the beer will probably be too cold. Budweiser says that the beer should be served at 38 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's cold in space,
I
heard.
It's minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't work
very
well.
Chilly. Another reason to hate space.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, once again, that's Budweiser in space. We'll see if that works.
It's space not gonna, news.
Yeah, really. It's going to be 77 today, which is not near that temperature, and we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 9 o'clock.